You buy from people that you know and trust.
Welcome, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
All right, Devin, here's the big day. I mean, here we are at the Grape Street Show Home and the big celebration to introduce people that haven't seen it and for all those who have been involved to celebrate. And for those of you listening out there, today's show is going to be a little longer than normal, but we're going to make references to the previous shows that many of our guests today have been on before. So don't be afraid of pausing. You know, this is going to be a little bit longer, but it's got such great information. We don't want you to shy away from listening through the whole thing. So
yeah, for sure. And we want to make all the shows global and timeless, but you got to learn from your mistakes. And we've had kind of a before, during, and now today's the big day where we're on site with the background noise. So you're going to hear some extra audio and stuff that you typically don't get out of Studio MVWD. But we wanted to be on site where we can ask people the questions, what their first impressions, and get their feedback of collaboration through Elite Industry Partners and talking about it on The Art of Construction. And as always, I'm Devin Tilley, the president owner of Mountain View Window and Door, and so excited for taking this leap of faith into Elite Industry Partners and growing other people's businesses and all of us working together here at the Grape Street Show Home, that we're going to take a deep dive and talk to all the people here on site.
And I'm Kevin Keefe, sales associate with Mountain View Window and Door and chief relationship officer, and excited to hear all of our guests today. They're going to provide some great information about the success of this great show home. So
lock and load. The day of the finished Grape Street Show Home. So we've done the before, we did a during, kind of midstream, and Now here we are today, and you'll hear some hustle and bustle because we stepped out of Studio MBWD because we had to turn the microphone on, but we have to be here at the show home as well. So multitasking and getting it all done. What a cool collaboration, right?
So yeah, it's just amazing to me, Devin, when I talk to a few people that have not been to the show home for months and seeing the progress in person, to see the finished product. Pretty amazing to see the massive difference, and people are just shocked at the level of quality and just how awesome it looks. So,
and you can only wear so many hats, and Adam really, got this off the ground, but he had to work on his business within the business of Mountain View. So the last couple kind of touches, he built the bones of this house. And what's your take? That's why I want to have you in here first. And what's your initial reaction to learning how a house is built and all this collaboration to where it's pretty powerful to be part of this team, huh?
Yeah, it was such an honor. Like I've always said, to participate in this build. To see it from the ground up, knowing that I don't have a lot of experience in this industry, and to have had the opportunity to, really, like you said, build the bones of this house and see all the nuances that went in, and putting the shoes of my customer on, and realizing, it's really good to get the window order in early, before the framers show up, and kind of the order of operations, and from that. But yeah, like you said, I've been out building my business for a little bit, and so much has been finished and completed since I've been here, and all I have to say is wow. Honestly, Devin, everything that, all the details and everything that you put into this, from your concept to actual reality, is amazing.
Cool. So talk about the first thing that grabbed your attention when you came in.
Come on, the Weiland. The Weiland, baby.
That was kind of a setup, right? But that's what really started the whole project. And I'm excited today because what we did is marketing-wise, Desiree put together all kind of the best in class, like the most unique. And so how this is going to roll out, right, is how do you tell the story of something that's so amazing and trying to pull this all done, and in one day it's the open house and it's gone. What you're going to see from this through the Art of Construction, kind of telling the story from the before, during, and after, you're going to see this live on. Obviously, you can go back and listen to the shows, and we can learn from our mistakes to make the next one that much better. But what you're going to see is all these awards given out to the different EIP members from our customers coming this afternoon and just filling in whatever they see fit from whatever marketing pieces every business owner decided to put in this house. And I'm really excited to see what comes out of that. And then all the professional photos will all be on a house idea book that the engine that kind of runs that is through Mountain View Window and Door, since we have Desiree in-house doing all the marketing. So where you're going to want to go is to the Howe's Idea Book to see all these things we've been talking about with all these different owners and see who wins the awards for the best in class from, you know, strictly walking through the house and seeing what other people see. And I'm really excited for that because you can say all the bullshit you want to say, but you know, when the customer speaks, that's where you want to listen, right?
Who's the boss?
No, absolutely. And the time frame, too, is what amazes me. You know, Adam, you talk about all the things that needed to go into place. I mean, this has been only since really the middle or the end of June. I mean, we were on our way flying back to Minnesota to go to our Anderson architect trip, and we drove by, and at that point, we drove by the house here, and at that point, it was just basically foundation in place. That was it. So, yeah. You know, all of that has transpired in a period of, what, 5 months?
Well, we got our CO yesterday. We passed the final yesterday, and it was literally, you know, the Gantt chart that Adam and I put together. That was how it was supposed to work, and it worked that way. It wasn't easy.
But
it was a lot of nights
there,
and
right.
Weekends, and from August to it's October, we did this whole thing. Well, we still ran our Mountain View Window and Door and the Art of Construction, all these other things. So, you know, hats off to us, man. What a great product that we have.
Yeah.
So we're not just a podcast talking bullshit. We're out here on a house living our dream and talking about it. It's just so cool.
Yeah. Well, and the amazing thing is incorporating not only the products that we represent, but all of our industry partners. You know, when you go through the house, you see the work of many of the people that have been on the podcast, as well as others that haven't, and yet they're part of the EIP group, and you look at all of the integration. It's pretty fascinating. It really
what
is.
What better platform than to show really truly the art of construction? I mean, that's exactly what we did with this Elite Industry Partner Group.
Yeah.
You know, we partnered with them. We saw their products and their services, and they collaborated with us I feel like this house had to have set some kind of land speed record on how quickly it got done.
Yeah, that's what our general contractor said. He said, I don't know how you pulled this off, Devin, but it was your diligence to get shit done, you know, and that's what we did. And you know, I specifically haven't went back and listened to the other shows because this is what I challenge. My kind of call to action for this show today is that we literally did a before, a during, and after. And in the show notes, we'll put which of those shows and the collaboration behind that, because it's been so fun to watch the light bulbs go off. So all morning we've been doing the filming with all the different EIP members that are going to come in here as they're out there talking, getting setting up for this open house, and listening what they had to say was just... I can't wait to see you listen to this process and then seeing when it's done. Well, and then they got here today and they're just like, wow. Everyone's like, I didn't get it. I didn't know if I wanted to be part of it. And I mean, Nigel's a great guy. This electrician that's so busy and overwhelmed. And, you know, we see Nigel. He's the guy out there working in the field. And this morning when he came in for a shoot with his sport coat and his appetizers and all the stuff for the open house, it was just like... The guy I thought wasn't in it. Wow. It was so, I mean, he was all in, and he was phenomenal on the camera. So, you know, if you build it, they will come. Here we are.
Yeah. Well, and I think the important thing about that, too, is that all of us in this industry can be the worst critics in the world, or the biggest critics in the world, I should say. And to hear them speak after everything is finished and seeing it firsthand when, you know, the truth comes out, it's pretty amazing to hear all the great comments about what was achieved, because... Well, nothing is ever perfect. I mean, it's pretty amazing the transformation that took place on this property.
Yeah. They say the proof is in the pudding. So what's your last words, Adam?
Go team. This was awesome. When's the next one?
That's what everybody's been saying today. I say, I don't know. My wife, I say that to my wife right now, and she said, holy cow, you better figure out, you better put a few more systems and structure in place before the next one.
Just a few.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, a guy like me needs is a show like this to force myself to sit down and do a double check, you know, because you're just going, and close the door out there and reflect and think about it. And so that's what we're doing here.
Well, we got tons of lessons learned, definitely, for the next time, if and when. So,
well, we couldn't have done it without you, Adam. So thanks for being the project manager, and hope you learned a lot. What's a couple of specific things you learned by doing this?
Well, I mean, just learning the lingo. I mean, that was the biggest thing, you know, what's a king post, what's a jack post, what really does the lead, how does the lead time affect the process you know, from foundation to framing and everybody else. And again, that, you know, bridging that gap between trades, you know, what you don't see behind the walls and how that affects the overall construction and aesthetic of the build. So,
well, and the overall cooperation, I know you and I've talked about this before. I mean, you're working with dozens of different trades and trying to coordinate all that together so things happen in a cohesive manner, which isn't the easiest thing in the world to do.
Herding cats, brother.
That's it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was definitely, it exhausted a lot of my abilities as a project manager from, you know, the medical device background that I come from. And so it was definitely worth it. As tough as it was, I wouldn't give it up for the opportunity.
Because our industry, it's like you try to make – I love how Adam came in and talked about Gantt charts and how, you know, the medical and it was A, B, C, D. Well, there's 14 moving parts to the next step in what we do. Okay. So, you know, when I came in this industry, it's like, how do you learn how to do this? Well, you drink out of a fire hydrant and hopefully you can hang on. Yeah. And what I'm trying to do is put a few valves into that fire hydrant, you know, and that's what I think we can all learn from our mistakes and reflect. So thanks again, Adam, and go grab the next person and bring them on in.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
So next into the show home studio, we have Becky Hogstead, who's the receptionist at Mountain View Window and Door, who her smiling face gets to talk and knows a lot of the people that are part of this thing. So, Becky, what's your first reaction of hearing behind the scenes to come seeing this thing?
I mean, it's amazing. From the start to the end, it's absolutely gorgeous. I have never seen a process like this happen before of gutting out a whole house and rebuilding it all. So to watch the whole thing go along, it's just been incredible.
You as a receptionist at Mountain View Window and Doors, have been helpful to see these little YouTube videos to, you know, you don't get the luxury of being out on these job sites like some of the sales reps and some of the other people do. So when they have frustrations in coming back, has it been helpful to watch a 2-minute video every 2 weeks to understand the art of construction?
It is. It's extremely helpful. Even just listening to a podcast and not just watching a video, it's so helpful just to learn more about the industry. I've never been in it before, so little things like that really help me.
So you like the art of construction?
I love the art of construction, of course.
Hey, Kevin, who's that sweet voice that is on the pre-recorded intro and outro on all our shows that everybody just always says, man, that girl sounds good?
I don't know. I always wondered who that was. No, it's always Becky, and Becky makes the show fly all the time each week. So that's Becky's sweet voice at the beginning of the show every week. So
thank you.
Tell us a couple things that first got your attention when you came in here as a construction professional, because you've done this for a while.
When I first came in and saw it from the beginning or at the end?
Today. So Becky, when you walked in the house today, what were some of the things that grabbed your attention?
I mean, the gorgeousness about everything. Everything is perfect to the T. I mean, from the granite to the ceilings to, I mean, the doors, there's just, I can't even pick one thing. Everything came out of me. It's stunning to come in here.
Well, everybody has to give me something, so you got to pick one thing out.
Okay, the Weiland window.
Boom!
Yep,
that's it for everybody. See, and that's amazing is when you walk in the front door, your eye travels from the front door all the way through the great room, the kitchen, and into the back patio area because of that huge Weiland door in the kitchen that opens up right off the countertop. So you can't help but see that and be attracted drawn to it. So it's pretty amazing.
And our tagline is, you know, we create the mountain views, but you also, in a city infill lot where you only have 3,000 square feet to work with, you walk in the front door of this thing and you feel luxury and just this massive thing. And it's all because a piece of glass. We're blending all those spaces together because people want that big open floor plan. They want that great outdoor backyard. When you take a Weiland lift slide and put that in the middle of it, that now it's truly one space. I think that's the secret sauce of this project.
No, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things we always talk about with our builders and many architects that we deal with is taking a look first at what you're dealing with in terms of the, you know, the orientation of the lot, the home, and all those kinds of things, and then incorporating the products that are going to, you know, give the best perspective in that project. And that's one of the things that shows shows through here real well with the Weiland door and some of the other aspects of some of the different features is just that, you know, that you can really make something spectacular with a smaller space with, you know, not a see-through view that then becomes a see-through view because of some of those ingredients that you put in there. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. If you can't see mountains, see through a big TV on the outside of the house is pretty badass. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
And if you want to walk to the second story, you can see from the ensuite, you can see the mountain views. Or if you go to the front, we, you know, corner meet glass that I call the tree house that you look out in a day like today where the leaves are starting to change.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's like you don't have to drive to the mountains to see the leaves. Just walk upstairs. That's pretty sweet.
That's nice. Definitely.
Well, thanks for all your help, Becky. You know, she's going to be out there serving drinks this afternoon, and we can't wait to see all our customers. And so I'm just so proud to have you be serving the drinks out there.
Thank you so much, Devin. That means the world to me.
Awesome.
All right. Go grab the next victim. Michael Beninati, the guy that is on the title is the real estate agent, but he's really the glue of making sure everything is done right to when you come in today. Everybody's saying, wow. What's your initial reaction when you came in this morning, Michael?
Just pride. Just so proud to be that we pulled this off as an elite industry team in a partnership, and proud to show this product to potential buyers here in Denver.
Well, Michael, for you, it's a little different than some of the folks that we've talked to this morning. Some of the people have not been here since... You know, for many months. I haven't seen
He's a real estate agent. Real estate agents only show up
at the end,
the paperwork at the end.
No.
Not Michael.
That's part-time agents, Devin.
No, absolutely. But where I was really going with that is that you are here frequently. And so, you know, you come in this morning, you've been here a lot, but you're still struck with the results. So give a little feel. What was the most impactful thing when you walked in the door this morning?
I think the pack of things that we're here, it's finished. We're ready. We're ready to show it off. We're ready to celebrate. And you're exactly right, Kevin. We have been involved. I've been on site almost at least weekly, if not twice a week, since last November.
Oh, yeah. You've been all in on this deal.
It has not stopped and all the way through. And we've seen many transformations. And sometimes when you're here, either like Devin has been daily or myself weekly or even some of the trades on a regular basis, you don't notice the little things, but you notice the little things. It's the little details and touches in this house that are just far and above, I think, the competition out there, as well as it's going to blow buyers' expectations away when they really get in and understand the home.
Yeah, but to be better than the competition, you got to surround yourself around good people. And when Michael says, I think better than the competition, it's not think. It's we went out and toured six homes. We developed this around good people and industry partners to where we truly know we have the best product. And it wasn't, let's just go build that thing and see what happens. There was a lot of strategic planning behind the price and what we can do to really maximize all the efforts that were put into this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because I think whether my peers in the industry or even buyers, when they first walk in, there's a definite breathtaking wow with the Weiland lifts light, you know, window, obviously, in the kitchen. But more importantly, I think for them to understand that this house is move-in ready, top-notch, top-quality materials, products, and the little details within the doors, the trim work, the window work that probably the average agent isn't going to notice. So we have to do a really good job on our marketing side explaining that so another agent, when we're not here, can walk them through this home.
So one thing to leave the listeners behind, I want to go onto the house page and see this, that they love about it.
One thing to leave?
Yeah, what's one item you walked in this morning that you saw that you want to talk about to people listening that are then going to go to the house page and see it?
I want to notice on this house how dramatic it is when you first walk up to the house from outside. That grand entrance, the grand sidewalk, and the grand front room and kitchen area.
Cool. Well, thanks a bunch, Michael. Good job.
This has been a great experience. This has been fun. Let's go find the next one.
All right. All right, go get the next victim.
Love it.
So next we have Brian Workman, the owner of Blind Corners and Curves, who's been a guest on the Art of Construction podcast. Brian, what was the first impression when you came and saw this house today completed, and give the listeners some feedback of what we pulled off here today?
It's amazing. When I first arrived at this project, actually it was back in the spring, and we were having torrential rains. It was almost...
We were floating down the road, right?
Yeah. Almost biblical.
Yeah.
And with that, that can affect so much with construction, and you, in terms of, you know, kind of just making it work and just, you know, kind of keeping this project moving. This house has been transformed. It is absolutely amazing. I've been out, you know, numerous times over the last couple of weeks and just seeing some of the finishing touches. Beautiful job. Beautiful
job. Thanks. What do you think the power has been of Elite Industry Partners? So you as the owner of Blind Corners and Curves and me as the owner of Mountain View Window and Door, one of my favorite spots in the city now is the Upper Tree House. That I want to see those the trees when I want the views, but yet, you know, if I want to watch TV with popcorn, there you got to do something about that. So, you know, you and I had multiple conversations about what's the best way to do this in collaboration as far as my crazy idea of putting funky shapes of glass in the wall, and I wanted to have floating glass. And I said, Brian, I want you to cover up these shapes. And I knew you were the guy to go to because of your patents and your history with that. And to me, that's the key to the art of construction or a successful project is surround yourself around good people. And to show that, I did it, right? So by creating the Elite Industry Partners, tell us about what you did on that corner meet window upstairs.
That's a challenging window set. So we looked, and you and I collaborated on this, Devin.
Yeah.
You know, it putting, you know, together a piece that would cover the, you know, the windows when you need it to with a blackout shade. And so that drops down out of a custom-made pocket, and when the blinds come down, it covers and it takes care of, you know, the heat, the UV, things like that. When it goes up, it goes away. You don't see it.
Yeah.
And you know this. We work with specialty shaped window coverings across the United States, and with that, you know, we have patents on several different mechanisms to make, you know, blinds be able to go up and down on difficult to cover windows. That is one of the more challenging window sets we'll ever deal with. When you've got, you know, windows that come together in the corner and they're differently shaped at the top and the bottom.
Yeah.
In a mirror set. So you gave us a challenge.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that, because that was been kind of one of my things. I was like, man, Brian says we can do them all. And I thought, how can I think through this as the leader of Elite Industry Partners as a, you know, collaboration thing? And that, I think the Weiland countertop between Breckus and Mountain View and Genesis Innovations and the treehouse corner between Mountain View and Blind Corners and Curves are two of the best collaborations. And then you can take a company like Harrison Home Systems and automate the whole thing together. If you don't have people that are on the same page and working together to do stuff like that, you and I both know as business owners, it's much harder to accomplish the ideal result if you don't get it right on paper, like we've said a few times.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Kevin?
No, that's critical.
Collaboration. That's what it came down to with this project. And again, with the Elite Industry Partners, that's what we do. And,
yeah.
And it's fun. It's a process that continually is fun.
So as putting myself in my customer's shoes as a builder on this project, you know, we did hire a general contractor because I got, that's not what I do on a daily basis, but I was very involved in this from the beginning as the investor. And that's what I would say as being my customer, get a team of people that are all on the same page. And that's what we've done as suppliers with Elite Industry Partners, have all come together, and it's a package deal that we will not let you down, because I want to make sure the window is going to work with Blind Corners and Curves and vice versa. And the finished result, the proof is in the pudding, right?
We work together to make each other look good, and for me, that's one of the satisfying pieces of work.
Yeah, that's so well said, because that's today we're all looking at this, and man, we look badass here. That's what I'd say. So one specific thing that you, when you walked in, that you were just blown away by, a specific part of the house.
For me, the kitchen. I mean, it's just such a great communal type of meeting and gathering place. I can see, I mean, you know, watching the Broncos game and just hanging out and just, you know, it being just an easy place to come and be and enjoy yourself.
Well, and the pictures are great, you know. They really showcase the place well. But when you walk in and see it in full, you know, 360 vision, it's pretty spectacular. It really, the pictures don't do it justice, I don't think. As great as they are,
yeah,
and they do show it well, there's still something about that when you walk in that door, it really opens up your eyes.
Can I give you one more?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll take one more.
To me, the back area, when you can open up, you know, a living environment where you can, you know, be inside and outside and still feel like you're part of the home. You've got an area that is just meant to hang out in. And you've got privacy in, you know, in the back area of the house, and you've got, you know, a connection to, if I'm cooking in the kitchen, I can have a conversation with somebody who's hanging out on the patio.
Yeah, what I think is great about it is it's great for entertaining, and it's great for if you just have a couple people to hang out with. I mean, either way, it's going to be a blast. So
yes.
Well, thanks for all your collaboration and being part of the group. You know, the group's only as good as the people, and you're definitely a leader, and thanks for all your help with all this.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
So next we have Jenny Peterson, the owner of Genesis Roofing, is in. Jenny, thanks for being part of Elite Industry Partners and part of this project.
What's the first
thing that got your attention when you walked into the Great Street Show Home of coming to my crazy idea of the meeting at Mountain View of what I'm putting together to come seeing it live here today?
Well, my first idea was, this is the newest thing. I've never heard of this before, and I love it. I love it. You know, marketing my business or any business these days, you got to be kind of out of the box, and this is totally cool and new, and I'm in.
Cool. Yeah, that was one of my slides, is marketing outside the box,
yeah,
right?
And
in the buzz of all of us, you know, of our all of the collaboration and ideas and working together and in the finished project today is so rewarding. Thanks for diving headfirst into this group with Elite Industry Partners and giving all your emphasis on this project and helping with everything. What's one specific thing that got your attention when you showed up here at the Grape Street Show Home?
Wow. When I showed up here, it's like the newest and best everything that you could imagine in a new home. I mean, if I was buying a new house, this pretty much has it all. It sums it up in one spot. So,
well,
it's
thanks.
Amazing.
And when you say it pretty much has it all, it's because Elite Industry Partners has it all.
That's right.
We have all of the sections as a team to do it the right way. And I was the investor. I hired a general contractor on this deal. My thing is surround yourself with good people and get out of the way. You know, and it's like the roof, I knew nothing about the roof. In fact, it showed when they came to do the roof, because as a general contractor, I didn't have the right parts and pieces. But you, as an Elite Industry Partner, have a good team there. They came, got the right pieces that we needed to keep the project moving along, because you and I both know our ideal contractor and architect listening to this is you got to find a way to keep the train moving down the tracks. And
right.
That was one of the key moments when you guys were here. A lot of roofing companies maybe would just said, I'm out of here, I can't do that. You
yes.
guys pulled together a couple details that we worked out, that a couple flashing details I didn't really love. And Jenny didn't give... say, you know, make excuses. Not only did she not make excuses, she helped me get flashing for other details. And those little details that contractors and architects listening to this, we don't have enough time in the day. So on the side of the house, it was a flashing detail I needed. And it was kind of, you know, I could have went and got that done, but I just threw it out there saying, hey, could you help me with that? The napkin, I took a photo off of the 2x4 and sent it to her. And a week later, the metal showed up. That's the difference between just an average supplier and an Elite Industry Partner.
Yeah,
so.
Got to work together. And that's hopefully what sets me apart from other roofing companies, too, is I try to do that. I'll try to go above and beyond. If I can, absolutely. And what you mentioned earlier about a few details here and there. You know what? That's construction. Yeah. It happens on pretty much every project. There's something that's not going to be done the way it was spec'd or... this, that, and the other. You have to adapt, and you have to be able to just make it happen.
Well, we talked earlier about the importance of collaboration with all the Elite Industry Partners. It's critical, but at the same time, you have to not only collaborate, but you've got to coordinate with each other, and then you've got to, as much as you anticipate problems like you just described, things are going to happen that you don't anticipate, and so you have to stop and then try to come up and work together to come up with a solution. And when you do that, you see the end result, what we have here today.
Exactly.
Now, it's not a matter of if, it's when problems happen. It's
always
how you take care of them. And that's
right.
The key to a successful construction project. And don't cry wolf, contractors and artists. Don't make everything a 911. You know, and if you really need it done, you tell them. And that's what I try to do when I put myself in my customer's shoes. Don't scream and yell constantly. But if it needs to be done, you tell them, and they're going to step up and find a way to get it done to keep everything moving properly. And that's what Genesis did on this project. and does for everybody here in Denver. So thanks for coming in and being part of this today, and I'm excited to have a cocktail with you later this afternoon and celebrate all our success.
Oh, yeah, me too.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. So next we have Desiree Vallis, who is the marketing extraordinaire for not only Mountain View Window and Door, but the secret behind the Art of Construction. When you see my goofy face cheering and with Kevin as well as Elite Industry Partners, I make up the stuff and she actually dials it in. So, Desiree, what was your, as not getting to see all of our projects, I asked Becky the same question. Has it been helpful to see these videos and kind of feedback of a project along the way to what the people out in the field are doing when they're frustrated and just seeing it other than from your computer screen at Mountain View on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think it was really useful to, I mean, I don't understand the process of building a house or what all goes into it. So it was really useful and helpful.
And when you say as the marketing person, we're trying to, our ideal customer, contractors and architects listening to this, and we're trying to drive you to send that message, isn't it helpful to see the message from beginning to end once, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Des, what was, when you walked in the door this morning, now, well, let me back up. How many times have you been out to the project in person?
I just was out here before the project started. I've been to the old house.
Well, the reason I was asking is because we've had a number of different people that have been here for different lengths of time, some from the beginning. So give us your feel for what your impression was for not having seen, you know, the project in about 5-6 months thereabouts, from seeing it, you know, in a rough stage to now in its finished glory. What were your impressions when you walked in the door this morning?
The transformation is just amazing. It's all of the products are just luxury. When you walk in, that's the feeling you get, and just every single room I walked into I was impressed with multiple things in each room.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. I was walking around this morning, and Beth, who's our videographer that's running around with everybody this morning doing videos, I saw her out of the corner of my eye, and she was busy, so I didn't say hello to her, and then I got sort of caught up walking into each room and looking at some of the details, because I haven't been out here in about a month or a month and a half myself. So I wanted to kind of see what was going on, and I felt like a kid in a candy store on the one hand, looking at all these things, and I was bumping into people, and then Beth walked by me and said, you know, I said, "Hi, Beth, how you doing?" She said, "I already said hi to you." So I didn't even know. You know, I was sort of oblivious, you know, out in the woods there a little bit. But it is kind of breathtaking when you see all the details and really how cool everything, for lack of a better description, turned out. And it makes it really fun.
Yeah, and there's nothing like a deadline that gets stuff done. I look back at critical moments as we scaled Mountain View. It was like the grand opening. You know, there was a lot of work to get that done, but then it was like it leapfrogged us after we got that done, as you and I are collaborating with marketing, because we had all those tools to use. And I think this is another one of those moments today that we've captured this whole process, the amount of documentation we have. And then one of our 2016 initiatives is to learn by educating. And through our YouTube channels and all, our thing is to do short video clips. And, you know, Des has been a secret to the success of the company, because my forte is not dotting the I's and crossing the T's and getting it all done. My forte is to have 10 things going in front of everybody else to make sure everybody else can step up and pick up the pieces. And that's, you know, I talk a lot about that on the Art of Construction and, you know, your advisory council for your business behind the scenes. But I talk about the Mountain View family, and one of the best moves I ever made was hiring a full-time marketing assistant right from the beginning. So I knew that was my struggle, as I love marketing, but if I were to do it the whole thing myself, you'd see all these inconsistencies and mistakes, and you only get one chance to make a first impression. So thanks for all your help on making all this come to life.
It's a joy working for Mountain View, and for you, and working with all the people that work at Mountain View.
Talk a little bit about going forward, how you're going to be presenting what we're all doing here today on House and some of the other venues, to give people that don't have the opportunity to come out here today to see all these parts and pieces in the finished product.
Both on Facebook and House. House, we've created a project that shows all of the pictures of all of the professional pictures that we've taken.
And if you don't know about House, listen to our podcast with the marketing director of House.
Yeah. on house, you can tell all of the products that are in each room and tons of details about each room. And I've also made an album on Facebook with all of the pictures where you can go and comment. If you have questions, you can go into house and post questions about each room or about the entire project. And so we would love to get comments and feedback on it.
And so basically it's like an idea book, right? I mean, that's part of the focus of house, is to give people an opportunity to look at photos, take their own ideas, interact, get questions answered, ask questions, and that kind of thing. So here, people will have an opportunity not only to see the finished product, but look specifically at each room and different products and how they integrate, and ask questions, get questions answered back. Isn't that kind of how it works?
Yeah, exactly. And they can take those photos and put them in their idea books for whatever they like, and put, if they just like a shower head, they can put the picture of the bathroom just and then label it for shower head. Or, you know, you can pick apart the pictures and say why you're saving it in your idea book.
Perfect.
So when you walked in, what was one specific thing that you would tell a listener listening to our Art of Construction audio that they should go see at the Howe's idea book?
I have to pick just one.
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind, the best thing.
It's, I guess the most, the Weiland lift slide.
Boom!
Just because, you know, like, you don't see them very often at all. But I love the barn doors, too. I just think
Yeah, the barn doors
so
really
cool
are cool. I mean, I've seen them in the pictures, but seeing them in person, I don't know, it's just something really dramatic about them. And they're pretty simple when you think about it. They're biparting doors on a track, you know, nothing that complicated or that exciting, but honestly, they kind of are exciting. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
but it's better and different.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're sitting here in what the office is going to be of this show home, and I'm sitting at the desk, and you know, you hear the audio because the background noise because someone just came in and grabbed something. But if this small space, if they weren't barn doors, if they were swinging doors and they were open, he wouldn't be able to walk in. And it creates the flexibility of a lifestyle that's so much better. I'm sitting here looking at, you know, this closet where Closet Factory did a mock-up of what you could, the flexibility of actually being able to walk into that closet, even though the opening is only 3 foot wide. So the barn doors are the best of both worlds because they're, I call it built-in artwork. Our windows and doors are really an art piece on the wall that I'm sitting here looking at, but the design flexibility is you have full access to that space as well. So, you know, the art of construction that we're always talking about, and yeah, they're more expensive. Yeah, I could have done a lot cheaper doors on this house, but now people are talking about it and someone would want to buy the house because of that.
Well, and you talk about functionality, solving problems. You know, when you've got limited space, I mean, this is a great way to utilize that smaller space and with great result, you know. And that's the thing that the idea book is going to have, you know, through the house pages, is allow you to look at those things and come up with ideas, you know, a little light bulb moment yourself, say, hey, you know, I've got a closet where that application would make sense. And that's going to be a pretty cool thing to...
Yeah, and as people move into city infill lots, where this is a standard 6250 lot, where people want to live in these spaces, but you only have so much room that you know, 3,000 square feet is how much house you can put unless you put a basement in. And my philosophy is, why have a leaky basement with a small bedroom that your stuff all, you know, have to worry about it leaking in that basement? So instead, build it up off the ground and maximize the bulk plane is what we've done here. So we took 3,000 square feet and things like the Weiland everybody's commenting about really blends all those things together and maximizes the space. And that's what the lead industry partners can help make the difference on a project.
Well, this is a lot bigger than what the pictures make it look like, too. I expected the rooms to be a little bit smaller and everything, actually. They look a little bit smaller and, you know, pictures... just don't do
it. We were talking about that earlier. I mean, the pictures really don't do it justice. When you walk in and you can see it 360 full view, it's pretty spectacular.
So we keep saying the pictures don't do it justice, but I think the videos will after a full day of filming. And that's what Des and I, one of our big marketing efforts of next year is to, I want to be the modern day Bob Vila on YouTube. And we're going to be putting that out. And we have documented every little detail that we're going to peel back the layers so you can search on YouTube. And I'm sitting here looking at this original double wall with behind me is the one vinyl window I left in this house, but yet I drywalled return, so you can hardly tell it's a vinyl window. But if you operate these two windows that we're going to show you on video, the difference between the Anderson E series and a vinyl window, but yet drywall return with window sills, on and on and on. We're going to tag these short videos to educate and prove that Mountain View Window and Door and Elite Industry Partners are the experts in the industry. Huh, Des?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for all your help, and we wouldn't be able to do this without you. You know, we always give you all kinds of extra time to pull this stuff together. So when you hear about all the stuff we're doing around here, it's this engine is moving quick.
It's fun to be a part of it.
All right. Thanks. So next we have Chris Armenta, who is also with Blind Corners and Curves, like Brian, who was just in here, and he was on show 13 titled The Power of Networking.
Yes.
You think we're creating something pretty powerful here at the Grape Street Show Home, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I love it. I mean, anytime you have that online presence, which I think we were kind of all experimenting with, you know, that's going to increase your word of mouth exponentially. So I think we've done a great job. I think this has been an experiment, you know, obviously with the project, but I think with a lot of the marketing avenues that we've done.
Yeah, it's taking traditional stuff and new stuff and blending it all together and trying to get everything out of one is a challenge, and mm-hmm. figuring it all out. But I think you just pull the best stuff out of all that with marketing outside the box.
Yeah. What probably won't work is podcasts. That was funny. I've been listening to podcasts lately because I haven't done that. I mentioned earlier I'm preparing for a presentation I'm doing, so I've been kind of using some resources, and podcasts are awesome.
Yes.
They really are, because it gives you the opportunity to really dive in and look at a subject matter and pick and choose when you want to listen to it, when you can listen to it, and yet you can get a lot of tremendous information, and it's a blast.
Oh, yeah. So I'm always out and about, as in my first podcast, and I'm usually at events and seminars, and that's where I get inspired and when I get a lot of information. And now I can just sit with these podcasts. I kind of had an epiphany in the past couple weeks. Even after having done your podcast, I'm finally kind of on board.
Well, see, now you can choose when to bring the event to you instead of waiting for that event. I mean, you're going to still obviously be going to events, but that's the beauty of it, is that you can pick and choose, you know, what you want to go grab, what you want to listen to, and when, and start and stop at your convenience, so it makes it nice.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, when you walked in the door, give us one, what was the thing that just wowed you?
Well, and I was just going to say the wow factor, but you already said it, because I hadn't seen the space. The last time I was here, it was just a skeleton of a house. It had been gutted. We kind of did a walkthrough of what our involvement would be. So just seeing anything at this point, I was like, dang. Very impressive. You know, obviously, I think the heart of the house is the whole entrance with the kitchen. You know, you have that island right there. And then obviously that, you know, the window going out to the patio is unbelievable. I think that's really the focal point.
Well, a lot of people commented about the Weiland window door system. It's really a Weiland door, but it kind of gives you the feel of a window because it's in the kitchen and it's above ground. But the cool thing is it gives you the opportunity to bring the outdoors in, which in this climate, you know, in our environment here in greater Denver, it's just awesome because, you know, you spend so much time of the year in and out. And you want to take advantage of that. So.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the thing is everyone's always talking open floor plan.
Right.
I want that. That's the new thing. You're seeing these remodels. And do you get more open than that nice door you guys built? I mean, already, the kitchen is kind of part of the living room there. It's a huge space. It feels wide open. And then, you know, you open that up and it's another...
Well, what a lot of people do with the open floor plan is that they're defined by the walls. This allows you to bring the outdoors in, and so your openness becomes just that much greater.
Yeah.
Because it is part of the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. That's what we create, you know, like the treehouse with Blind Corners and Curves, is we create a lifestyle that is so amazing, but yet with products that are function and work and tie all that stuff together. And, you know, Weiland's is... You know, they're a high-end window and door system, that most of the luxury shots are, we don't even see it because it's creating that lifestyle of actually, you know, there's a wall there that seals up with glass that's energy efficient, but yet you don't notice it's a wall because you see through it or you can open it up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, in a typical environment that would not, you'd not be able to see through it. It would really change the whole dimension of that room.
Right.
For the worse, you know, I mean, obviously it would just make it feel confined, whereas now you look through it and it gives you a feeling about over twice the space.
Yeah, I love it. When do I move in?
Well, we all keep working together and sell a few more blinds and a few more windows, and maybe someday we can make one of these for you.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll see. Yeah.
Well, thanks for all your efforts with the Lead Industry Partners and really help bringing the group to life and being part of the Art of Construction and, you know, buying into the madness. And it's been a lot of fun to truly get to know everybody so well through this process. And, you know, the power of networking is you meet a lot of new customers, but you meet a lot of new friends, too. And I can't wait to have this picture and cheers together as a Lead Industry Partner. I think today's the day we're going to look back and say, man, that group came to life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what my big takeaway from all this is, you know, the group kind of prides ourselves on being the best of the best. But, you know, talk is cheap.
Exactly.
This, we're actually walking the walk when we do a project. I mean, I think it's amazing that for the most part, you know, things were on time. There's always some hurdles. But with remodels like this, things are never on time. And things, you know, things are going to happen. But overall, things really came together and every piece of the puzzle worked, and I think that was impressive to see.
Yeah, and the finished product is one heck of an accomplishment for all of the industry partners together to take the initial concept to idea and discussion to actual completion. It's pretty amazing.
And there's nothing like a deadline, you know. You know, my advice to people listening to this, create something phenomenal in your brain and think through it and really sit down and craft it. But so the quote I used at the company meeting yesterday is, every week I come up with a quote that has a theme for what I'm doing. And my quote was, a dream is a goal with a deadline.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
And that's exactly what I did here. And if it wasn't for this deadline, it may be a year from now when this house is done.
And the result wouldn't be as good either,
A deadline from my dream with this goal, it's going to happen come hell or high water. I am going to make a Lead Industry Partner successful, and the world is going to know about us through this project. Amen, baby.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
So
that's my takeaway.
Thanks for being part of the dream and all your help, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
So next we have Dave Strasser, who is the Anderson Window rep, as the next wave of people are starting to show up here for the unveiling of the Grape Street Show Home. And, you know, us as suppliers are only as good as our manufacturers. And you're only as good as your manufacturer, but you got to have someone with you where the rubber meets the road. I love Anderson to death. I bleed orange and purple, as Anderson would want me to do. But they're a big corporation, and to move that ship is a big deal. And I'm ruffling some feathers. We had somebody flying from Anderson yesterday, and Sal Abate, who I'm so excited to, is flying in, and we're going to be doing a podcast recording with the head of sales and marketing for the Anderson Corporation. He's the guy in charge of where the marketing dollars go. I've got put on Anderson's advisory council, and they see me as kind of the marketing guru. And really, I just love surrounding myself around good people, and we have a lot of fun, and it's getting a lot of attention by marketing outside the box. So Dave Strasser, who's helped me take all these windows and doors and make them work on this project. Dave, tell us your initial reaction to seeing this finished project to hearing my crazy idea from the beginning.
Well, I would say the finished product is phenomenal. And going back to what you're saying as far as the marketing aspect of it, as we know, all markets are local. And this is a great opportunity for us to show, you know, our corporate office that, hey, here's what we need locally in the market. Here's how we go about doing it. And then also down the road, here's what, you know, we want to look for in the future to, you know, drive some future sales. So I think the concept as a overall vision is great. I think when you first laid it out to us on just talking through it, you know, it was one of those things that, hey, I don't know, that's quite a big undertaking. I don't know if, you know, something like that's going to take a year or 2 years, but you pulled it together and
you know, first class, in a first class way, and did it all within probably, what, 6 or 8 months here, which I think is phenomenal. So going back to when we're trying to market these ideas, you know, how do we get it hit where the rubber hits the road and not have to take 2 years doing it? So this is a phenomenal opportunity to show our products. And when I was in here yesterday with one of our other marketing folks, we had couple things top, you know, stand out at us. You know, the unique application with the Wyland sliding window, pocketing sliding window, and then also the windows upstairs with the custom angles. I mean, you just don't see those in the market, and you don't see them in our brochures either. So I think it's a great opportunity for us to capitalize on that and leverage that for future jobs.
And sometimes you just, if you build it, they will come. And that's been a lot of this process from just starting a podcast, because we just wanted, it made sense to us and everyone else around me thought I was crazy, and doing a lot of stuff that's better and different. And that's what Anderson says. And why do you think they became the biggest window supplier? Because that's how they led the charge back in the day, when you look back, a lot of firsts. But then when you get so big, then it changes things. I look at my business in relation to Mountain View. You know, 3.5 years ago, I was it. You know, and now 4 years later, I have 2 locations and all these employees, and I'm still the same old Devin, doing the same thing I've always done, but I have so many good people that are part of the Mountain View family, and I consider Dave Strasser as one of, he truly, all of us working together is what the reward is, and this is the proof in the pudding of a project like this, that it's really hard to get yourself in your customer's shoes, so why not just be it? That's what we did here.
Absolutely. We appreciate the opportunity, because you're right. We have to understand your vision and how Anderson fits into that vision to go to market together. And as you said, you've kind of taken the bull by the horns here and done this yourself, and not waiting on us to kind of, you know, get our stuff together and figure out how to support you. You kind of said, hey, I'm going to go do it, and you guys, you know, come along with me and support us along the way, which we're trying to do day in and day out. But we know there's not opportunity to where we can just move as nimbly as you can move, you know, probably right, 1,000 different ways and you know, all different directions and do it well. Again, that's, you have the unique opportunity to do that with the local market. And I think that's going back to what I said. I think, you know, markets are local, and you're doing a phenomenal job of reaching that. Not just reaching the market, but increasing the frequency as well. Because that's one thing I see, is sometimes we hit the right message, and then it's kind of a once and gone. Whereas, you know, you seem to keep the frequency up, which really drives momentum.
Yeah, an early bird catches the worm. And it's a challenge being in the passing lane sometimes. Because, you know, you, there's been a few times on this project I'm getting to the end, I'm like, Do they realize what I'm doing here? Like, how I'm showcasing the architectural collection, that they're still trying to figure out how to bring that brand to life. And what a perfect opportunity. But I have to realize, a $2 billion corporation that's bought these other companies, nothing happens fast enough. But if I'm the squeaky wheel, but doing it right from the ground up, you know, I'm doing things. Everybody that's come in here, I think almost every person has commented on the Wyland space that I created. And that was my dream. You know, that was my goal for this, is to make people think, look at the Wyland product differently, and also learn myself how it all works. And I think the Mountain View family is so much more confident by going through that process. Because the first time we did the film this morning, and then one of the promo videos you're going to see is the Wyland promo video on here. And what I did is I took the little piece of track that had all, that's why Anderson paid for the patented track of the Wyland. And I stood in front of the Wyland window, and I put on the camera, I said, here's this little funky little track they gave me, and behind's what I created. That's a tough thing to, how do you and I educate our contractors, ourselves, the manufacturer, to make changes? That's an easier said than done. And at the end of the day, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And I think we've taken, this is one of those days we're going to look back and we're going to say, we took a big chunk out of that elephant today, and we're all so much more confident. I can't wait to see what comes out of this. From all the crazy ideas we put together. And thanks for believing in Mountain View. And we couldn't be more proud to have the Anderson stickers on this house.
Well, thanks for including us. It's a phenomenal turnout. And we look forward to, you know, using this to drive the bus forward. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Next, we have Nigel Giraudier, the owner of Electrical LLC, who helped take all my crazy pieces on this project and all the moving parts and turn the lights on. Nigel, we haven't had you in the studio MVWD like a lot of the other guests in here, but tell us what separates Electrical and your experience of the Grape Street Show Home.
Quality and attention to detail. We try to focus on all the many needs of the homeowner, end user, contractor, and wrap them all together.
So when you walked in this morning, you were one of the people that had the luxury of spending a lot of time with me on this house, putting it all together.
I so there's some a lot laughter of in the background.
Today, coming in and seeing the finished product, what's the one thing that stands out?
It pops. It looks really good.
So you know, that's a description I heard a lot of people mention is popping, because really that is a, you know, it puts the word into the description when you kind of feel it, the emotion of it, and that's huge, because when you see it pop, I mean, that's really what you're all driving for collectively when you're working together, is to get that result, man. And when it pops, that's when it works. That's like when the engine, if you're into cars and you're doing all that work and you turn the key, man, you just hear that purr. That's what it's all
about. And it's that, luxury cars, it's like you see that beautiful car, but yet then when you open the door and how well it works, it's like I'm sitting here in the office looking at this exterior mounted TV and watching the collaboration videos of, you know, the whole process and how we peeled back all the layers to where we truly learned so much. What's one specific thing in this house that you just loved about it?
I'd say the kitchen.
Yeah, and what's one specific thing in the kitchen?
To me, it's the showpiece. It's what you see right when you walk into the door, but it's also the hub of the main house.
Yeah.
It's going to be hangout central.
So everybody that's came in here, we asked the same question. Everybody says the same thing, the kitchen, the Weiland door, the whole indoor-outdoor living space, and that's kind of been the theme of the conversation. And that was my vision and hope of this whole thing, was it all started from that Weiland pocketing lift slide, owning a window and door company, but then surround myself around good people to make it all work. And one of the biggest obstacles was in such a small space to make it look so seamless and open and work together. And one of the details they always look back will be those pop-up outlets, right?
Yes.
Because there's no room for give on all that kind of stuff. The Weiland, the countertop has to be perfect. The outlets have to just fit. And people don't have an appreciation for that unless you've done it. You know, I come in and I look at that and how perfect we got that. But we had to move those pop-up outlets a dozen times. Right. And this wasn't Nigel's fault. It was just the collaboration of it. Just the dishwasher just hit it. And this and the countertop and right outside of the Weiland. But that's the collaboration of the lead industry partners between Genesis putting in the cabinetry in and laying it out to where it's the right height from Mountain View window and door getting, because it's all about the Weiland, which is the showstopper that you don't even see the door. It goes away, but it's all buttoned, that finished floor, finished countertop down. Everything has to work seamless. And I look back at the key meetings was when you and I and Wayne from Genesis and Breckus, all of us here together, and the plumbers and that one space, that there's so much stuff going on in those walls between Harrison with all the AV stuff and the cabinetry where the pocketing has to go behind there and you have to have framing so it mounts and all those details. That's the key to a good general contractor. All of us as business owners driving us all together to know the parts, or if you don't know it, bring us all together and find a solution.
You already used the word that I would have used earlier for the kitchen and many other parts of the house, and that's seamless, because it all ties together when everybody puts their heads together. The end product to me is beautiful.
Well, and you talked about a hangout place, you know, and that's the thing that kind of hit me when I walked in, is it feels like a home instead of a house, and it just is inviting, and it's the kind of thing that anybody's going to want to be a part of this. Nobody has said, oh, that looks great, and it's like this kind of, you know, environment that kind of makes you feel standoffish. It makes you feel like home and makes you feel like you want to hang out with your friends and bring more friends over, and that's what you're trying to do from the very beginning. So it's cool.
Yeah, and you treat people the way you want to be treated. That's how you grow your business, and that's what all of us have done with the lead industry partners and working together. And it's a pretty nice, rewarding day to put the sport coats on and have a cocktail together versus in the trenches trying to figure out how to make pop-up outlets work. Right.
Many other things.
Yes.
So thanks for all your help and being part of the group and making this come to life.
Thanks, Tim. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. So next we have Tyler Coombs, who was on show 18 titled Turning a Seasonal Contracting Business into a Year-Round Powerhouse. Tyler, what was your first impression when you came in and saw the finished product today?
It looks great. It looks absolutely amazing. Definitely better than I anticipated. I like all the features that all the lead industry partners put in the project.
And what was one item that came in that just knocked your socks off today?
The granite that actually flows through the pocket window.
Cool.
I like that.
We've heard a few of those comments,
yeah.
Right?
Might be marble.
It's granite, you're
granite,
right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Black Cygnus.
See? No, but it is pretty awesome. It really is. Cool. I mean, it looks, it kind of... Not only does it grab your attention at the beginning, but it draws you to the point where as you're kind of staring at it, you're looking at this thing, and it just, you're watching all the little waves and the veins, and it's pretty cool.
Really cool.
And a lot of people ask me, why did you only leave two walls and do a remodel permit? And this started as more of a pop top, and it basically got deconstructed totally. But one of the big reasons, and I kind of learned this through the process, is originally I started as a remodel permit. It was less of headache on the front end, and I was going to leave more of the walls, and it just didn't fit the theme that, you know, the wow factor that we're getting today. But one of the secret sauces I got out of that is building in a city infill lot in Denver, Colorado, is the gutter system and how you deal with the water management. And we talked a lot about this with Tyler, and he is the expert of water management and making the structure work properly. And he came in and did a site visit before, and then the day the guys did the gutters, they did this whole house in one day, and it was just remarkable how well they did that. But I worked with my landscape designer and all the other people to make the gutters just seamlessly run down the house, and you don't even see them. And I think that's one of the key things of a company like Conifer Gutter Service, is that you're not just throwing gutters in however willy-nilly and seeing big downspouts running all over the place. They run into bubblers, and those little details, you want to see the beauty. You don't want to see the stuff that, oh, it has to be there because that's the only way I can do it. So talk to us about, you know, how you did a few of those things on this project.
It worked out really well doing the pre-site visit before you had the entry framed. We took a look at the drawings together and realized right off the bat that you were going to have a lot more gutters than you actually wanted on the front of the house. So we went ahead and made some modifications to the framing of it so that you actually were able to tie the two roof lines in together and carry that water to the outer corners of the house.
Yeah, let's make sure we paint the picture there. As we did this big grand entry system out of timbers, and it's shedding the water down the different roof lines, because that's the other key thing, I think, of curb appeal is not just having Noah's Ark on the front of the house, it's having good roof lines. But by having a bunch of different roof lines, you got water going all different places. So Tyler came out here before we had finalized all that, and man, that was what a valuable insight of having an elite industry partner like Tyler to come out and just say, hey, if you extend this over here a little bit there, then we can run that gutter straight down the house and it'll roll down those different roof lines. So at the end of the day, on this whole, with all these different roof lines, it's four downspouts.
Well, and that's one of the critical things we've talked about on the show before for our listeners, architects, and general contractors out there is listen to your key subcontractors that have expertise. And this is a perfect example of how you, as the general contractor, so to speak, and the owner of the property, listened to Tyler and said, okay, let's look at this and figure out a good solution. And boy, did that work. It would have, yeah, would have, you know, ultimately ended up in a much, you know, worse scenario if you hadn't done that.
Yeah, architecturally, you didn't notice that moving of the roof at all. But if you wouldn't have done that, you would have seen this ugly downspout running right down the front of your house. And that's, go look around at gutters. That's what, you know, Tyler says, you know, us as window guys, as gutter guys, you drive around and look at that. God, if they would have listened to me and done it that way, well, maybe we should do a little bit more of that. Maybe we should listen to our industry partners and the people that are truly focused, like Elite Industry Partners. Tyler, if you have a water management issue, he's the guy to call, and he's shown it again and again and again, and has dove in headfirst into this whole EIP thing, and he did it because, well, why were you the one of all the business owners that just said, I'm in and did it from day one on this whole video package and bought into it, versus some of the others we had to have a lot more conversation with? What was the reason for that?
We have a good relationship together, as well as I've had, a lot of luck working with you in business. I like how you, approach things, and you always got to take a few little bit of risk at times, and as well as I'm confident in my business and the way that we perform jobs for customers. So painting a better picture of that to my customers was never scary.
Yeah, that's what I hope that's what you were going to say, because that was, if you surround yourself around good people, but when you go for it, people want to be part of that team. And, you know, and Tyler has been an integral part behind the scenes on a lot of stuff of growing my business, because we truly collaborate together, and that's the power of this project.
And one of the things I wanted to bring up is Tyler's other company, Best Awning. You talk a little bit about how you integrated an important piece in what most people on this show today have talked about is the biggest wow factor when they walk in the door, which is walking in, looking from the front through this beautiful kitchen into the outdoors that comes in through this beautiful Wyland door, and then you've integrated a piece of that whole environment. So talk a little bit about how you came up with that idea and kind of how that works here with the house.
Yeah, we took kind of the concept of the back patio, partially covered and partially opened into the backyard, a step further by integrating a sun-center retractable awning onto the back of the house. It sits over top of these beautiful timber pergola structure that's actually out there. It actually covers the pergola and extends the living space of that back patio. And you can actually have that available whether it's rainy or sunny, or if it's cooler outside and you want that sun, you can close the awning up and have the sun heat your backyard.
Yeah, and the whole inspiration started around the Wyland door, but then everything else was designed seamlessly with that. You know, like, I look back on one of the comments Tyler made, and I was like, well, you want to have an awning so that when you're grilling, you're covered by the rain. And Tyler's like, well, you want to be covered, but you don't want the grill covered and have the smoke go in your house. And those little details, yeah. Oh, shit, I didn't even think about that, yeah. You know. So we designed it to where the overhang comes out, but yet the awning comes underneath of that. So you're covered, the water's going out over you, but the smoke is going out underneath of that. When I explain that to people, the light bulbs that go off because of Tyler's being better and different, they leave there. I think the awning is one of the most memorable things you leave with, because you hit that button in the lifestyle that we've created in this back courtyard. I think it's second to none, and it's a 20 by 20 area that all the pieces around it. It's a place I want to watch the Broncos game at.
Well, and again, it goes back to that whole idea of listening. I mean, you guys have worked together before. You already worked naturally together. But for those listening, you got to listen to your key, subcontractors and experts that you engage. Don't just tell them what to do. Take their expertise. Listen to their expertise. Ask them for advice, because they're going to be able to solve problems in ways you never even imagined. So.
And even as a spec builder, this is a spec build and a unique circumstance with the marketing and the stuff, but even just putting an outlet up there way at the front end, I said, Tyler, where's the best place for an outlet? And tell Nigel, the electrician, to put an outlet so that your cord is easily, it works seamless, but you don't see cords and stuff too. Those details, I think, is what show off on this project, because your eye doesn't go to seeing a cord next to the awning. Your eye just goes to seeing this awning come out over a pergola that you don't even see that's there when it's not being used. So thanks for all your efforts and believing in the project. And let's go cheers to a beverage and enjoy all of our customers to come in and see this. It's going to be a pretty rewarding afternoon, huh?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on the show again.
So next we have Sarah McDaniel. As her business card says it best, the Rainmaker for Builders Appliance Center. Sarah, what was your first impression when you walked in the Grape Street show home? Because correct me if I'm wrong, you hadn't seen this before, right? Today was the first time, like all of our guests that are going to be coming this afternoon to see the place.
Today was my first time. I haven't been able to make it over here, but it was beautiful walking in the door. First, there's all the energy and excitement of all the people that are here and setting up for today's event, but also the obviously the appliances were beautiful, and the lighting and plumbing and yes. All the parts that we were a part of, but it was just a stunning and energetic entry as I walked in.
You buy from people that you know and trust. You know, Ken Jensen, who's become a really good friend of mine, who obviously you know well, as was the owner of Builders Appliance Center, is now recently sold to Ferguson. But they are smart enough to keep that Builders Appliance Center, because it's the people, as Ken and you say, we're an event center that happens to sell appliances. And I think that's so cool. that, you know, the Grape Street Show Home is a beautiful luxury home that happens to be full of really cool stuff from all of our focused companies. Collaborating together, these are those days that are a lot of fun to see marketing outside the box. So you as doing a bunch of, you know, average, you probably would go to 3 events a week, probably. I see every event you go to. So Sarah puts on a lot of events and goes to a lot of events. What's your impression of walking into this setup that we've done here and talked to everybody about today?
I think what you have going at this moment is a lot of energy and excitement and anticipation that's been building over the last several weeks. And so I think this event is something that people haven't seen the home before, so they're coming with an expectation that I think will be far exceeded. And the energy just walking in, that the people who have participated are very excited. And they're excited to see people's reactions, excited to show off what they've done and how they've contributed, and then also how we've all worked together to make it happen.
Well, one of the things that we're hearing throughout this podcast this morning is people that have been involved at different levels, different times. Some of the folks haven't seen it for months. Some of, like for yourself, this is the first time you've seen it. Some of the folks have come in here and have seen it, you know, over the last several weeks on a weekly basis. And the one common denominator is everybody's excited with the finished result. So that makes it kind of fun.
That is fun.
Yeah. And that's what we're always talking about, like IDI that we run for designers. We talk about how's the best way to host events and what's the catch, you know, why they want to come. To me, it's just create a good party like Builders Appliance Center has done. It's a place where people want to be and hang out. And so much business comes from when you do it the right way, you know. And what's the right way? I think it's just having a lot of fun and buying from people that you want to buy from and friends. And that's like this afternoon. I don't care if one person comes. I hope 100 people come. But I'm going to spend the afternoon with my friends and enjoy and talk through and all learn from each other. And we're out telling the story of each of our businesses. And that's what Sarah has done so well with BAC. You know, Sarah doesn't know everything about the intricacies of all the appliances. There's other people that do that. Sarah is out there telling the story of why you want to be part of the BAC family. And that's what I'm doing with the Mountain View family. And then collaborating all together through Elite Industry Partners. Wow, is that powerful at that point? Because we're all doing a little bit and we get a lot more out of that. And that's what we're going to do with the How's Idea Book today. We're going to have all the guests, you know, filling in. We're going to be giving out awards on the How's Idea Book and all of us business owners. And then we're all sharing that through all of our network, you know, the power of community.
Right.
So with Ken selling to Ferguson, you buy from people that you know and trust. Sarah hooked me up with Alicia at BAC that before I would have just bought the appliances. And when I was laying out this, the sale hadn't went through. So I didn't have a relationship from Ferguson and was planning on getting all the lighting and plumbing, actually had it all ready to go from another place. And I said, well, I should ask Sarah if just talk to someone there because I wanted to do business with BAC. Well, long story short, I bought everything from BAC Ferguson because I was comfortable. I wanted to go in there. Alicia took care of me. Sarah knew how to put me with the right person, and she took care of all the details. So all the lighting you see in this house, a lot of the plumbing that I didn't already have worked out, all of that stuff. And I think that's what Ferguson paid for. You know, they paid for a company that was scaled as a killer systems and structure, but they had the relationships. And, you know, sometimes you got to buy business. And that's, I think they made a smart move by buying BAC.
Thank you. I do too. Yeah, they, I think they realized it wasn't growing, their appliance business wasn't growing organically like they had hoped. And so doing market research, they found that BAC was really the major competitor in this market, and so they've acquired us and left us be to keep our culture. It's really the people who create the culture, and so they've really left us alone, and then allowed us to integrate some of their specialists in plumbing and lighting into our showroom, and so that we're able to offer the expertise in the appliance side, but also have the expertise in the plumbing and lighting if necessary.
The key thing you said there is if you buy a business, make sure what you bought, you know what you bought, and let them keep going down the right path, because don't know buy and make all these changes, because if you lose the people, you lost the business.
Yeah. Well, that's the key ingredient right there. You talked about buying from people that you like and you respect, but at the same time, you're looking for solutions, because one of the things that's always come up in our conversations on these podcasts, anytime you're involved in construction, there's always challenges either that you're anticipating or challenges that are a surprise, and you want solutions. And when you go to experts, people like BAC, just like you described, you had an issue with the plumbing and some of the lighting, and you're thinking, well, what am I going to do? You go to Sarah. Sarah puts you in touch with the other expert within that system, and you got a problem solved. And that's what we're all looking for when we're building things, is solving problems and ending up with a good result.
Yeah, and that first impression when you go into a showroom is so important. You know, Mountain View, I always have Becky or Des or someone at the front counter. When they come in, you're special, you know, and that's how it is when you go into BAC. They specifically, and I actually was a big part of the collaboration, putting in all the windows and the storefront and all those door systems. When you come in there, there's a beautiful receptionist desk there that it's, what can I get you? How can I help you? And making you feel at home. Because if you're comfortable, it's so much easier to do business versus places where do I go? What do I do? And that's what Elite Industry Partners has come together and helping all of us working together. So, and I look back at all these groups, and it's kind of like Ken is the behind the scenes leader of all of them, you know, and he's so good at doing business, and everybody, you know, when I grow up, I want to be Ken, you know? So, and that's what did Ken do that's so much better than everyone else? He treated people the way he wanted to be treated and didn't cut corners and did things the right way. Right. I mean, I think Ken wouldn't tell you there was a secret to it. He just did things the right way and treated people the way you want to be treated. And people want to be part of that, you know? Who doesn't want to go to the BAC parties and be part of that? Who doesn't want to be part of Elite Industry Partners and be part of this project today? To toot our horn, we are the best, right? And who doesn't want to be part of the best? And Sarah the Rainmaker, keep making it rain out there, huh?
Thank you. All right.
All right. Next, we have Beth Klepper, the owner of Mainstream Films, who was on show 22 titled Behind Every Person in Business, There's a Story to Be Told. Boy, I think we had a story come to life today, wouldn't you say, Beth?
Absolutely. Actually, one of the things that I think has been amazing about interviewing everybody is getting into the heart of the story of all these different businesses and then getting into the heart of the story of the EIP members and what we put together for today. Every single one of them has a unique story, whether it was, you know, Genesis Roofing or Genesis Cabinetry. You know, he used to like to race boxcars and always cared about woodworking, and now he's designing custom cabinets and, you know, vanities for boutique hotels. It's amazing that there is so much amazing story here.
So you look back at like show 24, Elite Industry Partners in the Grape Street Show Home, building your brand through teamwork. And, you know, we have Beth, you're the last one to come in here. And Kevin, who's kind of been the guy watching this through the art of construction, because we did the before, the during, like show 24, and here we are at the end. And, you know, I'm just overwhelmed in how powerful this has been today. What's your guys' take on this?
Well, I think for me, Devin, it's just amazing to just watch everybody's reaction, because, you know, people in this business, we're all critics and we're all experts and we all think we know everything. And yet when you watch everybody's reaction, it's like a bunch of little kids. And I mean that in a positive way, not in any kind of a negative way. It's just, you know, fun and excitement and achievement. That's what it's all about. Everybody's just collectively and together just kind of relishing in the fruit of a great result of collaborating together, coming up with solutions to problems and ideas, and just, you know, essentially at the end of the day, hitting it out of the park as we're sitting here during the World Series or during the baseball playoffs. And it's just exciting to see. It's fun.
You know, the saying, I'm a kid in a candy store. You know, like, we're an adult in a place we all want to be, and we're all friends and having so much fun. And that's what life's all about, you know. And I think when I sat back, you know, Beth was running all these videos, and a lot of you'd ask them why they do it, and it's like the smiles on the customers' faces. And how much more smiles we can have by coming together is so much powerful. And, you know, Kevin, your show 26, three important factors for architects, builders, and contractors to complete a successful project. Just listen to what everyone has to say, and that's how you do a successful project.
No, absolutely. That's what's so exciting about it, is everybody's having fun, and yet it really is all from the basis of just being so excited about seeing this to completion and seeing the end result being so awesome.
Yeah, I think two things kind of stick out for me. But one of the, I was telling my partner about this, and we were talking about, I've had the luxury of, you know, just getting out
amazing opportunity to come in and film this, and Devin's pushed me to do things that I never even thought I was capable of doing in terms of running a business and understanding my industry and running cameras and editing equipment. And my partner said, you know, and finally when we got to the end of the where we're at now, and I said, it's really turning out the way we thought it would. And, you know, even a couple weeks ago when I said, even if it doesn't go well and nobody likes this idea and it doesn't work out, I still learned so much and got so much out of everything we've done this summer. And he said, well, that says something for big ideas, that, you know, something is always going to come from a big idea, even if you, you know, following through with the big idea, that you guys, even if nobody wanted to buy into this today, we would still have so much gained from what we put into it this summer. And it worked out just like we wanted it to. So well, that's an even better outcome.
Well, and that's the beauty and the power of focus too, because everybody in the group is so focused on finding the best way to not only collaborate with one another, but be able to show their products in the best manner that they can, that at the end of the day, everybody's collectively focused on the best result, and that's what ended up happening.
Yeah, I go back in time, and when I tell the story about where I came from on the corporate world, and they had bought out all these other companies, and they were so big, and their whole marketing campaign was the power of one. And I remember it like yesterday, and we all got that marketing campaign, and everyone's like, that's the biggest bullshit I've ever seen. So instead of, you know, they bought all these companies and merged this big thing, so they're going to try to play it off like we're all one team. It doesn't work that way. We built the power of one through the lead industry partners to where we all have each other's back, to where we would do anything for each other's business, and that's what's showing today. And that wasn't easy. We had to kind of bury our head in the sand on certain parts along the way, because it's like, look what we're doing for you, and you're not even responding. Mm-hmm. And we have to put ourselves in their shoes and say they don't understand it, or they're not in it like we're in it. But come today and you see the finished product, and everybody's in it. It's just how their time and how their businesses ran.
Well, and I'll say that this, without Devin's leadership, without you, I think maybe the only time you were negative for an hour at max, you know, like, I would complain and you would complain, and then you'd call me right away and say, you know what, it's a new day, we got to figure out this, here's what we're doing, sending out nice emails, I'm promoting your business, I just did this. I definitely look at that in awe, because I very much had doubts throughout the process, and you were able to continue through no matter what and see this thing through to the end and make everybody believe because you believed.
That's a really important message for our listeners out there, architects and builders of all kinds, general contractors and even subcontractors. And that is the fact that we all are involved in different projects, and you want to see it through. And you just have to keep that focus and keep the eye on the prize. And that's what you guys have collectively done here. And I think it's amazing, because you're always going to run into problems. You're always going to have things you didn't anticipate. But you got to keep your eye on the prize, and you got to focus for solutions and stick together to get that finished result. And when you do, look at what you get. It's pretty impactful.
The power of persistence.
So I have to ask the question, and this is going to be a tough answer for you, because you're trying to get all these business owners, because everybody's your favorite, but what is your favorite thing of this project? What is the most wow factor item in this project?
I mean, honestly, okay, from like a construction standpoint, obviously not.
Yeah, when you walk in and tour this house, what item is the most impressive?
This is so funny. I think it's got to be... Oh, gosh. I don't know why this is a hard question. The windows. And I'm not just saying that because you're here. But, I mean, the countertops, for sure. That's where I wanted to say first. And I thought, well, those catch your eye. And they're so well done. And everything about that is seamless. But when I was thinking it through, I thought, really, what makes this house different than other houses you've been in? And it's the windows. It's that Wyland window. It's all of the windows, the ones upstairs, the corner meet window. Those are the things that are really, really genuinely make it different than four walls. You know, those are really bringing something else into this house that makes it different than other homes and makes it just beautiful, and you can see the outside, and I think the windows, honestly. And then countertops next.
Do you think you may be saying that because you and I have had so many conversations because my passion and you mm-hmm. telling my story through videos of all these windows, you know so much more about them. And I think you maybe have even a little bit more appreciation because the method behind the madness of being behind the camera,
right.
helping me craft my story. And that's what, that was the vision you and I had for all of us business owners. And everyone's like, Devin, how are you scaling and growing your business so fast? And it's like, I'm not scared of anything. That's, I think, and I'll try and get in front of the camera. But at the end of the day, I learn, people buy from people they like, and I educate people. And if I don't know the answer, I'll dive in so far to know all the details. Like you say, you love the countertops. I was a customer of Breckus. I went to their manufacturing facility, learned all about the different, you know. But then at the end of the day, I trusted Kim Breckus right. to make all those decisions. It was so much better than if I would have tried to know, just like the windows.
No, and that's 100% true. Because as you know, I'm a new business owner and figuring out what's my niche, what can I do? And when I first started this, I can do everything. I know I can hire guys to get a jib shot and that's true, but what makes me different and why people want to work with me is because of me and my story and my passion for other people's stories and really saying, here's how you use story as a business owner. Here's how you can use video with story as a business owner. And that's what I'm finding is differentiating me. I think right end product, my videos look a lot like some of my competitors, but the process of working with me is really makes you look at the videos in a different way, which is what you're saying. You kind of look at the windows in a different way because of story.
And that's,
well, to your credit, I think the end result comes across a little better than what you're giving yourself credit for, truly, because when you've got that passion and you've got that behind the scenes, it shows up on the video and you can't recreate that part. So I think that's pretty critical.
For sure. And, you know, we had Tyler come in here and I asked Tyler a question, why were you the one guy that just signed up right away? Didn't even ask a question because... And his answer was, Devin, I trust and believe in whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you only have so much time to be around so many, develop so many relationships and so many people, and time is money. And that's what Elite Industry Partners is coming to life right in front of us because we all like and trust each other. You know, like I said earlier, I hope 100 people come here and see this, but the power of the video we created, if nobody comes in that front door, I'm excited to hang out this afternoon with my friends yeah. and do business. How fun is that?
Well, yeah. That's important to think about out there, too, for people listening, is that this gives you an opportunity. These kinds of things give you a platform that you can use in your business every day.
Right.
Yeah, so listen to Beth's show where we talk through that part. Teach old docs new tricks sometimes. It's been it's been fun, but man, what a rewarding day.
Right. Yeah, absolutely a reward. I mean, and I think very rewarding. You should feel very good about what you've done because it really is showing you leadership in a new way that somebody that can keep going and lead by example and say, we're going to keep trudging on, we're going to keep trudging and still be positive. Any number of places we could have broken down along the way and not created what's here today, and that's because we had a good leader. And I think everybody knows that. That's what everyone said in my interviews too on video. So
awesome.
I guess I'm glad to be the coach of Elite Industry Partners, and you know, this wouldn't be what it is if it wasn't for everybody and Beth, for you jumping in, and I look back at that lunch that we had and here we are.
I know.
Pretty amazing.
I know. Seriously. I was thinking about that last night. Wow, talk about taking a chance, a good one. So,
yeah.
All right. Good work, guys.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you.
Kevin, you think that was worth all the efforts?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just amazing to me. We talked about it during the show, but I'm just taken aback with the excitement and the level of, just passion people have for what the finished product looks like and how well this all came together, everybody working together. And it's just as amazing, all the details that we're hearing today from people.
I'm sitting here looking, and you begin with the end in mind, and here I am sitting in the office of this new house looking out at a TV outside with the first video where me standing right after we demoed this house right where I'm sitting. And it was, man, thanks, everyone.
It's amazing. I mean, you think about when we were on our way to, in the middle of summer on our way to Minnesota, and we all kind of came by that morning on the way to the airport and looked at the place, and it was just foundation. It was your dream and your vision that the way it's completed today, and everybody that's taken part and been involved kind of got on board the ship, and boy, what a great destination this is, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait for this afternoon to just celebrate and take an afternoon and to take it off, and then that's my mentality. Man, we're going to be on for another show and on to the next adventure, you know. What Kevin and Devin come up with next, this is a fun ride.
No, it really is, and for everybody listening, I mean, I hope you got some great information. To me, there's a lot of great ideas, a lot of great solutions that you can implement every day in your business. And, you know, check out the house page, check out our Facebook page with all of this information, because there's going to be a lot more great ideas that you can use going forward. So,
you have been listening to The Art of Construction. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.